From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday his country's military will not stop its airstrikes in Syria until terrorist organizations there are defeated. His comments come as the United Nations tries to keep its fragile Syrian peace talks in Geneva moving forward after a day in which neither the government or opposition delegation held a formal session with UN envoy Staffan de Mistura. Lavrov specifically mentioned the al-Qaeda-linked Jabhat al-Nusra as a target of the strikes, saying he does not see why they should stop. Russia has come under Western criticism for its air campaign in Syria, saying it focuses its opposition fighters instead of militants, which Russia repeatedly denied. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called for an end to the airstrikes Tuesday and said a ceasefire in Syria should be implemented soon. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapon development in the country. North Korea notified UN agencies late Tuesday of its plans to launch what it calls an Earth observation satellite sometime between February 8th and February 25th. Rescuers searched Wednesday for 10 soldiers feared buried in an avalanche in India's remote Himalayas near the de facto border with Pakistan, according to an army spokesman. The soldiers were hit while on duty at a post on a glacier at about 5,800 meters, according to the military. And it happened in the early hours of the day where 10 soldiers were hit by an avalanche. This is VOA News. The battle over Britain's future in the EU intensified Wednesday as Prime Minister David Cameron braced for a barrage of attacks from Eurosceptics over proposed reforms the European Commission defended as a fair deal for all. Speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, Juncker said the proposals due to be put to a key summit this month were fair for Britain and its 27 partners. EU President Donald Tusk unveiled proposals to avoid Britain leaving the club Tuesday, firing the starting gun on 2 weeks of tense negotiations to reach a deal at the summit of EU leaders. The United States and European Union have struck a new deal regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers after a European court struck down a previous agreement in October. The European Justice Commissioner, Vera Jourova, announced the move Tuesday, saying she expects the deal to take effect in about 3 months. The High Court in Australia has thrown out a challenge to the country's offshore detention policy. It's a setback for opponents of the controversial program. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Lawyers argued it was illegal for the Australian government to fund and run the offshore camps. Acting for a Bangladeshi woman brought to Australia for medical treatment, they took their case to the High Court in Canberra, where they had hoped to have the offshore detention system declared unlawful. However, after months of deliberation, the judges decided that offshore processing of asylum seekers was valid under the Constitution. The ruling means more than 250 migrants, including dozens of babies and children, are likely to be sent from Australia to Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt Wednesday to urge Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to support the implementation of the peace agreement signed last August to end the South Sudan conflict. Last week, leaders at the African Union summit in the Ethiopian capital expressed disappointment with the rebels and the South Sudan government for the lack of progress in implementing the agreement, particularly the formation of a government of national unity. A county in the southwestern state of Texas Tuesday reported what appears to be the first case of the Zika virus being transmitted in the United States by sexual contact. Officials in Dallas County say the patient was infected with Zika after having sexual contact with a sick individual who returned from a country where the virus is present. The county later reported on Twitter that the infected person had recently traveled to Venezuela. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.